This is Jay. I'm back in for another one. And tonight I have with me
Captain Key.
What's upper?
Oh, man. Just living the dream, baby. Living that dream. Working class all the way. Yeah, exactly. You already know.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. We are here to talk about that three.
Yes.
One, two, three.
That's a magic number. Yes, three. It is. It's the magic number. Three. Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, Mace, Dub, and me. And that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
It's the magic number.
Exactly. Rest in peace, man. Rest in peace. Oh, man.
Dave, a.k.a. Dove, True Goy the Dove. From De La Soul. Rest in peace, brother.
Oh,
rest in peace. And they just got their catalog.
Exactly. He wasn't even there to even celebrate that. All that hard work. And then,
Man.
But it's just like, you know, I'm glad they got justice. And I'm still glad the other two are doing right by his family and they getting it. That's the thing. It's so important to make sure you have your business taken care of because you don't know how long you're going to be here. But if you have like family and siblings and nieces and nephews or children and stuff, have your stuff in order so they'd be protected as well.
Yeah, God called him home.
Yeah,
I didn't know he had heart problems like that. I didn't know.
Yeah.
So it appears it was something I think he might have been born with. So, you know, he was blessed to do what he did for a living that he loved.
Yeah.
He did it for a long time. And he will live forever through his music and through his children.
Yeah.
I mean, De La Soul is one of the greatest rap groups of all time. They're definitely on that list.
Yeah.
It came from left field.
Yeah.
Left field. I mean, just, and I mean, and it's funny because at my age now, when I hear music, especially, and I go back and listen to stuff that you and I grew up to listening to as teenagers, so much of that stuff has aged poorly. De La Soul doesn't feel that way at all.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's almost kind of like, and I don't know, maybe because I'm from the West Coast or whatever, but I was very selective on my East Coast listening.
I can respect that. Sure.
Right. And so even though I like some of their songs, I was more Tribe. You know, even before that, it would be like Def Jeff and Big Daddy Kane. So, you know, in the beginning, that's all we had. So, you know, KRS-One and Boogie Down Production and
Public Enemy
and Eric B. and Rakim Heavy D and the Boys and all those. So don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. But later on, as I got older and the West Coast started coming out doing their thing, the ear for other things was harder. I'll say that at that time. And so later on, I got a better appreciation for certain ones. But I loved Queen Latifah because she's before all that kind of stuff. It's almost like for me, before West Coast hip hop, like with N.W.A. and then after that, because they kind of just kind of rushed over everything. But before that, the Queen Latifah and the Money Loves and the MC Light.
Goats.
LL Cool J, all those.
Goats.
Mama Say Knock You Out album was a classic.
Yes.
You know, so all that stuff. And so for me, when I was letting stuff in, I kind of let in stuff like, you know, like Tribe Called Quest and not so much De La Soul. Like, I like their hits that they had and Buddy and all that kind of stuff. But as they kept making albums and stuff and they were going through their struggles that we didn't know quite what they were fighting and what they were going through, trying to image issues and stuff and wanting to do something different and not do the expected kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So all that stuff, they were like shifting. So they were constantly in motion. So even with the people who liked their stuff probably got kind of thrown off because it wasn't quite what they thought and they wanted to be more Daisy and they was like, we're people, you know, well, because you hear all these stories about them just roughing up folks that's running on them thinking that they were soft. And they were kind of like handling business. Like, it's funny to hear it now, but it's just like, just to be young and you're trying to work out your identity and people are trying to box you in because you had so much success the first time. So I'm sure a lot of people definitely was on the ride, but I don't think they still got the same push and the same support and the same acknowledgement as Tribe, even though they did more albums and had almost a more consistent body of work as well, even though they don't get that credit.
Well, so I can humbly say I was blessed to interview them twice
for
Club Science Television. And I remember being backstage with them, I think after the interview, and they were, the news was talking to someone, maybe on the phone, about how they're about to tour Europe. And they were saying, and he says, overseas, we're more popular than Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, I believe it.
And when he said that, that was a light bulb. I'm like, I believe that because I think De La had to open for Tribe. I got turned on to Tribe through De La from Q-Tip saying, Black is Black. Mm-hmm. Hearing him and me, myself, and I never knew who Tribe Called Quest was until I heard Q-Tip say that. You know, that's so I always connected Tribe to De La. It was synonymous for me. Yeah. But yeah, after just listening to you now talk about, you know, West Coast and the East Coast rap that you listen to, because there's a lot of West Coast cats who don't even listen to East Coast. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot more who probably older cats like us who, when there was no West Coast, all you had was that. So, you know, you'd be familiar with that.
And all our West Coast folk are inspired by East Coast, you know? Even Ice Cube inspired by, you know, East Coast.
Yeah, exactly. But the Far Side's Bizarre Ride to the Far Side, just listening to you right now, I just realized that I feel like 3 Feet High and Rising is one of the reasons why they were able to make that record.
Yeah, quite possible.
You know, I don't know, but I feel a connection because those are both great hip hop trippy records.
yeah, there was almost, because it's almost hard to find that balance of creativity and then also mainstream. It's a hard line. Like I said, they had it in spite of, like I said, maybe the support, because it seemed like they had a crazy time with their, you know, record label and all that kind of stuff. So all this stuff, it's hard to be an artist and to see somebody fight to it. Like I said, for all the stuff to come out back then, right? Like in the, you know, was that the late 80s and stuff? And then to this day, they just recently getting their rights to their music back. Like they had no presence on streaming or nothing like that. They missed all that stuff. All that stuff just from messiness. Just from messiness.
Yeah, because Tommy Boy Records, and he had sold the company. And the streaming didn't exist really, not the way it does now, like you said, in regards to digital. But it's interesting because he just reminded me that when we saw Spider-Man No Way Home, the credits, they played De La Soul, 3 is the magic number.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a joy to hear and see.
Yeah, they've been using their stuff on a lot more stuff. Also, Tribe Called Quest have been hearing a lot more of their stuff on movies and stuff like that. But yeah, like I said, all their albums were always different. They seemed like they always took chances with their album. And I remember, like, when they didn't have their work digitally, I remember they gave the fans downloads to all their music.
I remember that.
All their catalog, which I thought was just like, that was so cool. And then they had the nerve to make a brilliant classic, The Anonymous Nobody.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Stuff is coming out really good in the studio. I mean, this band is amazing. Dave West on the beats. I mean, it's coming out really good. I'm sure y'all want to hear something, right? All right. Fuck it. As you can hear, sounds all live, got that feel, but we got Dave West chopping beats up, chopping drums up, cowbell in there, bass line being chopped up too, all live. Hold on, man, hold on. That's enough, man. Y'all just keep supporting us out there. We're trying to do this for you. It's gonna be an amazing album, man.
That album, like.
I gotta go back and listen to it some more. I gotta go back to it again.
That album, it doesn't make any sense how
Change
good
gonna
that
make
album.
Better.
It was just like,
on it. Yeah.
Snoop had Usher, had the dude, what's that guy's name from the Gorillaz?
David Byrne from Talking
David
Heads.
David Burns, yeah.
Only Daylight could pull that off.
Jill Scott. And it was genius how they came up with the music. They had no sampling. What they did is had hours and hours and hours of musicians playing and jamming, and they took that and cut it. They sampled themselves, basically.
Yeah.
That album has so much breath and heart to it. It's just a love letter, and it's honest, and it's just talking about the struggles and stuff, and the wordplay is genius. The production is genius. This is like the perfect length. For that to be... like, you know, for all intents and purposes, their last album, wow. To even have an album like that in your catalog, and for it to be your last album, Tribe Called Quest got lucky. They got lucky, because Q-Tip played around too long. It could have been a patched up mess, right?
You already know. And Jerobi came through and helped save the day.
Exactly, we got lucky, because that's a classic too. Yes. That don't normally happen. Everybody was there for the full album for this one, and this album, That Anonymous Nobody, is brilliant. It's different. Yes. It hits everything. You can't just classify it as hip hop, but it is some kind of alternative thing. And it's like all the lessons they learned, all the stuff they went through, it's all in that album. From stories to sound to collaborations, it was the journey of their career. And all put in one album, and it was brilliant.
We are the present, the past, and still the future. Bound by friendship, fueled and inspired by what's at stake. Saviors? Heroes?
Nah.
Just common contributors.
Hoping that what we create inspires you to selflessly challenge and contribute. Sincerely, anonymously, no one.
And I'm going to tell you something too, Jay. I'm very proud of these groups from Generation X. I firmly believe that their records and Tribe's records will be studied in the future. When you and I are gone, I believe 3 Feet High and Rising, De La Soul is dead, Balloon Mind State, but definitely Stakes is High. Mm-hmm. And Novice Nobody. See, after talking to you, you're going to need me to go back and listen to Novice Nobody again, because I like some of it, but I didn't get it. It's one of those records now I have to go back to.
Please do.
When I do that, usually it clicks like, oh, like for example, I missed the boat on Illmatic for years. And when I was told about it, I bought it. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't get it. And then I bought Stillmatic and then it all clicked. I was like, oh.
Yeah. But sometimes it's hard because like Illmatic was so New York. It was so directed to New York. Like if you're outside of that, your mind, your sound, your taste, your ear is not attuned to it.
Right.
That's like somebody trying to listen to E-40's first album. Like,
so before you attempt to step to me, you best read up on my history. I'm known to the world as Mr. L-E-M-B-O-Y-A-N-T.
People were trying to clown my man. People were trying to clown E-40. Like, I was listening to E-40 in Texas when I was in basic training in tech school, and people was clowning E-40, but yet and still, they love AT Aliens by Outkast. I'm thinking, like, their flow is stealing from E-40 in the Bay Area. It's funny. It's interesting, but...
His first album is a classic.
So it's just funny how sounds and stuff goes.
You know, I can admit sometimes stuff went over my head. I never wanted to think that it would, because I'm Keith. But sometimes it go over my head. I gotta come back to
it. But with Nas, I kind of worked backwards as well. And so like I said, sometimes you just need the right door to let you in. Sometimes you need the window. Sometimes you need the back door. But but you need that thing that's gonna click with you, and so you can appreciate what's going on.
A lot of these artists, they're making records that will be studied, and they should be, you know, and but rest in peace to Dave, to Dub, Trugoy. We love you. We love De La Soul. So three is the magic number, and I'll never forget that because of that song. Rest in peace to the brother. And so Pasta News, now, before Dub died, or Dave died, Pasta News had been performing as De La Soul. And I think that kind of happened with them both working individually with the Gorillaz.
Yeah, they did separate stuff anyway and did features separately anyways. And then also a lot of times he was out sick and stuff too. It's the same thing with Tribe Called Quest with Fife being sick and stuff. So I think it's a different thing where people are already kind of forgiven of the situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so with that understanding, it's not the same as like, ain't nothing wrong with you guys. I want all three. You know, I don't want no two and a half and one today and this on Tuesday. I want the whole thing because you guys are alive, healthy, and breathing. I want you there. Yeah. But situations with Tribe and situations with them, I think it was the same kind of thing where it's already an understanding that this person is having problems and can't be here in a true capacity. Yeah. And plus, you don't want to see somebody you love in a bad state like that anyway.
No, you know, because having your dignity is very important.
Especially with hip hop. You can't be out looking bad, you know, like people,
No, you're right. I mean, at this point, I don't have a problem with them getting a new MC and making him plug four, you know, because, but that's my take on it. I mean, because I believe Dave was plug two and possibly plug one and May plug three. So, you know, plug two can never be replaced. But I'm okay. But they seem to be doing what they're doing, because when LO had the Rock the Bells show in New York, De La Soul performed.
Yeah.
And LL was helping him and Roots was backing him. Some of Posse and Mace were there. So they did their thing. So.
Yeah. But when you have somebody like that, like an LL or somebody like that, or a classic person being like that, that kind of feels, that's kind of different versus a new member. Like I wouldn't expect a new member at all. And like I said, if it was just a thing where you just had the audience do his part or something or something to offset it, I'd be fine with that too.
I mean, and that's just me. But I said, plug four out of respect.
Yeah.
Because you can't be plug two.
No.
Yeah, but you know, but that may never happen. That's just me talking. Yeah. So that's whatever. I love Pasta News and I love Maceo and I'm glad they're here doing their thing. Yeah. So, you know. And when I met them and talked to them, they were very nice people. They spent time with me. yeah, I'm a fan for life, man. So they ain't got to worry about that. And
yeah, good times. And also too, we had lost Life Dog, and that was, you know, he was only 45.
Yeah, man.
Life passed away. That was crazy. Oh,
man. And I met him at Rasputin one day when I was working.
Yeah.
Such a humble person. So nice. You know, twice this man's size. And
he's a little
I'm weird. Looking at him, and he's a giant to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was just so nice. And we had a conversation, we talked. Very humble, very cool guy.
Yeah.
His album finally came out a few years later after he died.
Yes,
it did. His second solo album.
I love it.
And it's good. Oh, yeah. I need to see if I can find it physically. He was a beast. I mean, he's the inspiration. Basically, Slum Village gets their name from him singing that term in a tribe song. Yeah. I think maybe off of Butter. I can't remember.
Okay.
But he says Slum Village. I'm like, ah. That's where I got the name from.
Yeah.
And he's on some of their records, actually, before he passed.
Yeah.
He's on Manifesto and stuff.
Yeah, he had a dope rhyme. He had dope flow, like I said.
And, oh, yeah.
And he lived in the Bay Area, which I thought was really dope, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because his wife's from Oakland.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw him in Concord. Yeah, he's definitely a sports fan.
Yeah. What's up with all these little guys, you know, loving sports and stuff? They're like Michael Bivins, you know, talking about,
I know,
like,
man.
Basketball and stuff. Like,
oh man, I don't know. Maybe huge. Because they're small and short.
They got the heart.
Yeah, man, they got the heart, and they want to just go out there and exert them. But a lot of times, short guys, man, they have the heart, and they be having the energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe Prince was a dope basketball player.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
He could hoop. He was just too short.
Yeah, but he got that jump shot.
So. You know, Charlie Murphy wasn't lying about that story. He was, it was circles. Yeah. So, but yeah.
Yeah, for Fife, like I said, that last album, Forever. If y'all haven't heard that, check out that Forever album too.
Yeah, it's a good
classic
album.
It's funny because I've seen before where you have people have albums that come out after they pass away, and the album is kind of like, you could tell it's patched together. You could tell that the music, even though they might have these high profile producers and stuff, it doesn't quite match with the sound or the tone of the rap and stuff like that. This album is beautiful. It's a classic to me as well. It's just a very powerful, strong one. I'm talking about, you know, his sickness. He had one he dedicated to his wife about how, like, he's in search of, I think, a new kidney.
4 years on the list and words. You donate the kidney? That ain't nothing but Jaja blessing me. That ain't nothing but Jaja blessing me. Hey, that ain't nothing but Jaja blessing me.
And the
I
whole
think
time,
she gave him a kidney.
Yeah, his match was his woman. And, like, what's the chances of that? People got to quit sleeping on these quote-unquote OG or old rappers. Now, it's been proven to me so many times that, like, folks like KRS-One, even his recent stuff, there is so many OG albums that have so much insight, perspective, and wisdom. People stop sleeping on these albums. Don't think that they're washed up. Don't. At this point, if somebody's still making albums and they're, like, in their 40s and 50s and stuff, you know they ain't gonna get no commercial play. So right now they're giving their heart, they're giving their knowledge, they're giving their wisdom. Ain't nothing else to put in it. Cause any silliness that they would have had to say, they would have ran out of it a long time ago, or it would have took them out. So if they're still here, I am happy to say, at least from the stuff I've been hearing, it seemed like they're giving the answers, man. They're giving the wisdom. And so they're not wasting it on some silly stuff. They're not talking about no clubs. They ain't talking about no women. They're giving you a roadmap, you know? They give me a reality check, and it'll behoove folks to start kind of peeping out some of these albums by these OGs. That's where the truth is.
Yeah, you know, rest in peace, Fife Dawg. Rest in peace, True Goy the Dove from De La Soul.
So that was Jay and Keith. Until next time, peace.
See you somewhere out in space.